Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, as always, I'm joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dischem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm great. I have to say that I think this, when we're talking about common baby illnesses and wanting to panic, this is where Dischem and Baby City and the clinics and clinic nurses really can make such a huge difference.
It is absolutely true. And our clinics, our doors are always open for these type of situations where you don't know what to do. If your child has a fever or if your child has persistent coughing or phlegm, which is something we hear all the time, then your first stop is at a Dischem or Baby City clinic. And our nurses are really well experienced to give advice and to give guidance on what to do and how to expel phlegm and how also to best treat it. And one question that we get a lot from parents is this a flu? Is this an infection? Or is this something, these symptoms related to an allergy rather? And it's something that parents really struggle with. And it tends to also influence how a child receives their vaccines, as many parents tend to not administer vaccines when a child is experiencing certain symptoms.
No, and I mean, for me, and I mean, I've spoken to Marietta about it as well, is that often as parents, we're not sure if our baby is really ill and if we have to go to the ER and things like that. And I think, again, it is really great when, because sometimes then also you phone the pediatrician and you can only have an appointment tomorrow. Yes, and what do you do until then? And then I feel it's really such a great alternative to be able to go to a nurse, because we can really panic as parents and be like a little bit over the top sometimes. And I shared my own experience of the first time my child had a fever, going to the ER very unnecessarily and having just someone who is a registered nurse and who can actually identify and guide you in the right direction, I think can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And like I said, our nurses are really there for that. We are there to give guidance. When is it necessary to take your child to casualty department? Or when is this something that we can actually treat at home? Mm. And many times parents take their children to out of fear that it might be something more serious, they will take their children to the casualty department unnecessarily. But we also, as healthcare providers, understand why parents do this, because your child is extremely precious, and we don't want to take chances. So it's not something that we frown upon, not at all. But we want people to have access. So the point is to increase access, because not everyone has access to take their child to a pediatrician or take their child to casualties. So it's all about increasing access. And as I always say, that if as a parent you feel comfortable and confident in what you do for your child, then you are much more likely to continue to do that. So it's all about being comfortable and having access to healthcare when you actually need it.
No, and that also, I mean, if you've already built up a nice relationship with your clinic sister over time through the vaccinations, regularly going to, you're also going to someone who actually knows your child and can have an expert opinion on what needs to happen and what doesn't. On that note, Ant, it as always was great to have you. I'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Yolandi. Speak to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.